Next up, the University of Minnesota Duluth and head coach Maura Kroll. Maura, are you with us?
I'm here.
Wonderful. We'll let you start off with a few opening comments before taking questions. So, all yours.
Sure. Thanks for being here. It's an exciting time of year, as always, getting things going here. The energy's good. Things on paper look good, but you never know until you finally get going. So, looking forward to the start of practices on Saturday, and you know, right around the corner, we'll be opening up with the Whitecaps on the 23rd, followed by Penn State, the official opening weekend, the end of September. So, we're excited. We have a lot of new faces around here, both on and off the ice. Three new staff members with a strength coach, new trainer, new director of hockey ops, and 12 new players to the program. So it's fun, it's exciting, and can't wait to get things going.
Thank you, Coach. We'll turn it over for questions.
Hey, Maura, it's Matt in Duluth. The goaltending situation for you this year with Maddie gone to the national team, how do you see that shaking out, and how are things going to start with Hannah, Jessica, and Catherine?
Yeah, it's wide open, as is much of the roster. So plenty of opportunity for those three goaltenders to step up and take the spot. I think it's going to be a battle from what I can tell right now, and I think they're all capable of doing it, which is exciting. I think we have three capable goalies, all different styles, who can, you know, make an immediate impact in that spot.
Is it going to be a three-person rotation at first? Are you looking in games, or is it kind of just who's standing out in practice each week?
We'll see. It's hard to say at this point because we've been on the ice, you know, a very limited amount. So it's going to depend on who's, you know, ready to go, who's in shape, who knows what we're looking for, who has the confidence to play. All of those things will have to become a little clearer as we practice, you know, for a few weeks leading up to the Whitecaps and then beyond that. But ideally someone takes the spot versus continuing with a three-man rotation. Those situations can be tricky.
Coach Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead, Kelly.
No problem. Maura, first of all, congratulations on your coaching accolades from last year. That was incredible, considering all the adversity your team had gone through. Does that add pressure this year, or does that take some of the pressure off for you as a coach?
Thank you. That's a good question. You know, I try not to think about those things. It's a new season, and we're so focused on what's in front of us versus what's happened behind us. And as I mentioned, we have a lot of new faces, and I think a lot of opportunity for young players and old players to take on new leadership, you know, roles both on and off the ice. So I think there's a lot of change, but I think change is good. And, you know, it's clearly an Olympic year, so that changes the whole game, you know, across the board for women's hockey. So I think in general, there's a lot of confidence within the program. Having had that success last year, it's elevated our expectations for our players. So I think that's a good thing. And so, you know, there's pressure every year, I think, to do a good job and to be one of the top programs in the country. That's, you know, our expectation as a coaching staff, as a university, and as a team. So that's always going to be there. And I think, you know, having had such a good run last year, it certainly taught our players that are here again this year, taught them a lot, gave them a lot of good experience and a lot of good confidence that I hope helps them, you know, roll into this season.
Thanks, Maura.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Maura. Gary Santanello from the New York Times. Speaking of all your new players, you have three coming in from North Dakota, which is more than any other program, yes. First, what was your reaction upon first hearing of North Dakota dropping its program? And two, what was the process like either recruiting those players or them recruiting you?
Sure. Thanks for your questions. Shock. Initially, you know, I had no idea that was going to happen, that was in the works. Obviously, they had cut a couple programs a year before, but when you think of North Dakota, you think of hockey, and just assumed that they were safe. And so shock and just disappointment for women's hockey in general. Our sport is still very much young and growing, and to see a strong program like North Dakota cut cut the women's team. It was pretty devastating. So that being said, it was a two-way process, I would say, with the players. We have two on the roster this year, one coming in next year. And,
okay.
You know, our approach was just kind of to let the dust settle. But speaking with the North Dakota coaches, getting a better sense for, you know, who might be interested in us, who we were interested, when they were ready to talk, we would be willing to talk. But I didn't want to pounce on a really bad situation for those players. So I think it was, like I said, a two-way street and trying to be respectful of the situation that they were in as very young people, you know, going through such a traumatic situation for themselves. I think, you know, just being understanding of that and being patient, and things clearly worked out. We're very excited with the two that we have now and the one coming in next year.
How have they adjusted so far, Maura?
They're great. You know, Riley Houston is the one true transfer. So she, you know, played the year at North Dakota, and this is a new experience for her. Ashton Bell is a freshman, you know, who had committed to North Dakota, but she never actually started there. So I would assume
right.
It would be easier for her since, you know, this is all she knows. But Riley's doing a great job, seems to be very happy, and, you know, we couldn't be happier to have her here.
Okay, thanks, Maura.
Sure.
And Maura, Dustin Nelson from Minnesota Hockey Magazine. Speaking of transfers, could you walk us through a bit of the process of how Jessica Connery came to the team and why that made sense for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was late in the process. We found out about Maddie pretty late there. I want to say, was it May? April, May, can't even remember the exact dates. In that process in itself, you know, Maddie had a tremendous sophomore year, but it wasn't clear that she would be making that national team in the end. So we're obviously very proud of her, but weren't sure how that was going to play out. So once that happened, we started looking at our options and talked to some players that were interested in transferring, and ultimately, Jess came to us, and it just seemed like, you know, a perfect match. Somebody who only had 1 year left of eligibility, which is what we were essentially looking for, all we needed, with Maddie being gone just this year and coming back after. And somebody for us, just looking at our pitcher, that had, you know, a decent amount of playing experience. She's played close to 30 games. And that alone, you know, is attractive to our program, because Catherine hadn't played a lot as a freshman and Hannah was coming in as a freshman. So right there, that was attractive. And, you know, she had some good success over at Mercyhurst, a good program. And, you know, academically, there were some things that fit for Jess here. And so it made a lot of sense for both sides. And frankly, I definitely didn't see that coming when we were trying to figure this thing out. But it worked out great, and she's been a very positive addition to the team.
And with that happening so late, was the plan before she kind of came to you to proceed with two goaltenders?
I think in the end that was what we were probably going to do, because knowing that Maddie was coming back and having two young goaltenders already, you know, we didn't want to stockpile a bunch of goalies for the next several years. So, you know, it's not just a one-year thing that you have to worry about. It's many years down the road, and it can impact the entire, you know, goalie cycle. So, yeah, I think we were considering just going with the two. We felt good about Catherine and Hannah. And then when Jess came around, the situation got even better and made even more sense.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Maura, it's Matt in Duluth again. With, you mentioned it, 12 new faces, 10 of those are, you know, true freshmen. How does that affect your coaching style, practices, and game planning, especially early on in the season?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. There's a lot of energy. They're young, they're fun, they're eager. and they want to work really hard, and they're so excited to be Bulldogs. So we have that going for us, which is great. And then on the flip side, there's a lot to learn, a lot to teach, and, you know, it's almost 50-50 with upperclassmen to underclassmen on the team. So what that means for us as a coaching staff is we have to be a little more involved in some of the, you know, culture building type of activities to make sure that they're all on the same page and expectations on and off the ice, just how we like to do things around here. And from a on-ice coaching perspective, I think it's a balance, and we talk about it a lot. You know, you can get bogged down in, oh, we have to teach the systems and the details and all of these things, but at the same time, they're really young, and you don't want to overwhelm them with too much too soon. And there's a lot of natural ability out there, and you never want to suck that out of them. So it's been kind of fun. It's definitely a new challenge for us, but a positive one, I think, just being creative in your coaching style and how you relate to people and how you bring such a big amount of people on board. It's different than, say, last year when we had such a strong, big senior class and junior class. So that's what keeps it interesting.
You've had experience coaching younger players at the USA Hockey level now for some time. What are you able to draw off of those experiences?
I think just keeping it fun is really important. It's a business for us, and we want to win a lot of games. That's clear. They came to this program for a reason, and that expectation is there. I can tell they're already nervous, and they want to do really well. So that's what you get when you get good Division I hockey players. They know what the expectation is. They want to impress. They want to make their coaches and teammates happy. They want to be a part of it all. But at the same time, I think for us to keep it loose, keep it creative, keep them doing some of the things that they were brought on to do, I think that's really important because they're not just robots. And systems will come, and I'm sure we'll make our share of mistakes just like everybody else in the country. But when you can have a positive, upbeat environment with a lot of good energy, like I mentioned, with confident kids, I think it can be really special.
Thanks, Maura.
Maura Nicole Hazy from USCHO. I asked a similar question to Brad Foss, but you guys lost about 60% of your scoring, which obviously leads to a lot of opportunities for your new players. I think we all assume Sidney Brott will step into that role, but who else do you see sort of with your new class and being able to step up and take on some of that?
Sure, yeah. Sid looks great. She is just fantastic off the ice and on the ice. She put the work in over the summer to elevate her game, so we're really excited about that. Katka Mizrova looks fantastic as well. And, you know, the year before last, she was out with a medical injury, red shirt. So just having played last year, coming into this fall, she looks really good. She feels good, which is so important. So she's someone to be excited about, as always. You know, I think the North Dakota transfers are huge. Ashton Bell, she's a freshman, but she is coming in with high-level playing experience prior to college, you know, captaining the U18 Canadian team and being on that team for 2 years. Riley Houston as well on the all-rookie team last year for the WCHA. She's doing great. And then we have some other, you know, other exciting pieces that will be, you know, need a little more time to develop, but very good, you know, freshmen like Naomi Rogge from Eden Prairie. You know, there's Anna Klein from Edina, Allie Rogers, all of these guys up front. It's exciting to see. And then on the back end, I think that's a really exciting group. We have four returning defensemen. Three of them are assistant captains, Jessica Healy, Catherine Dawu, Linnea Hedin, and those guys, just like Sid Brott, they work so hard off the ice to put themselves in a great position on the ice. They're strong, they're fit, they're great role models, so I'm excited about those three. And then Jalen Elms would be the other returning defenseman who had a great freshman year and came back again looking very fit, strong, confident, excited. So with those four back there, I feel very confident. And we added Lindsay Zeck and Mackenzie Revering on the back end to that group. So it's I think the defensive side of things looks good with all that leadership and all that experience. And I think up front, it's we have some really good experience, but we also have some really good young talent and returning talent as well. That I overheard Brad too. You know, these people have a great opportunity to take on bigger roles. And you know, as you see in Olympic years, a lot of times, like when I was at Harvard, people with maybe not quite the reputation or the high school resume or even the college resume to the point of these Olympic years, they come in and they really step up because they're finally the ones that are relied on. And I think when you put kids in that situation, sometimes you see their best come out. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Thanks, Maura.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach Kroll. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone.
Best of luck this season to you, Maura.
Thanks.